The Fisherman. If I were young, my hands would hurt by dawn from paddling. I would make the worn smooth oar so crude by my touch, novice yet strong enough to send me across the width of the lake. Instead, these fishing nets I throw, one here by the hidden cove, one further near a jetty where the tourists swim, are not my grandfather's, but my own. In truth, I tend to sit in the evenings with my friends, share wire and thread, mend the day's snags with rice wine. Of course, I do not survive like this. These waters, gemming the hushed mouth of our island's volcano, bear few fish. I wouldn't last without selling hash to the tourists, or the magic mushrooms my son gathers in a basket. It's funny how, as they wade out to my boat, the tourists often ask about my fishing technique, the way I slap the water with my oar. I tell them our culture teaches that a hunter must warn its prey. I hope, as they read Tolstoy and get stoned on their guest house roofs, they will consider this. To drive my point home, I say it's like steam from a volcano before the lava blows. I say it's all primordial, and they pretend to care.